نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة صلوات الله تعالى وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأتم التحيات
Dear respected brothers and elders, Brother Mufti Sahib is mentioning there are two things that we have to understand very well. One is the value for
deen,
and the second is the value for the effort of deen.
और तीसरी उसके साथ जुड़ती है वो ये कि इन दोनों के आपस में कनेक्शन की अहमियत
And the third thing that adjoins this is the connection between these two values of the effort of deen and deen.
कैसे वो दोनों एक दूसरे के साथ लाजिम मौजूद हैं
And how each other, one on the other, complement each other and they are necessary for one another.
दीन की अहमियत को हर मुसलमान समझता है
Every Muslim understands the value of the deen.
ये सही है कि जैसे समझना है वैसे नहीं समझता
Well, it may be that how it should be understood and the value should be there, it may not be up to that level, but value is there.
इस बात की जरूरत होती है कि जैसे समझना है वैसे समझे
It is necessary that we place the correct value for the deen in its proper place.
और उसके साथ ये भी चीज जुड़ जाती है कि जो दीन की अहमियत है वो अपने ऊपर अप्लाई करने का जो प्रोसेस है वो क्या है
And the next step would be to understand that this value for the deen, how can we place this value of this deen applicable to my own personal self so I implement it in myself? Not only just the value, but the deen itself, how it can be implemented into my life. The reason is because our natural inclination is against practicing deen.
फितरत का तर्जुमा नहीं करने का है तबीयत का तर्जुमा करने का है बोलो फितरत अलग चीज है तबीयत अलग चीज है
फितरा इज नेचुरल इंक्लिनेशन तबीयत इज वन्स मूड वन्स ओन डिजायर एंड मूड वन वांट्स टू डू समथिंग
तो तभी फितरत के बारे में तो हदीस शरीफ में यह है कि अल्लाह ने जीव लगा है फितरा हर इंसान की फितरत दीन के मुताबिक है
About the fitrah, the natural inclination, it is said in hadith that every human being has a natural fitna towards Islam.
Tabiyat ki baare mein ye baat hai ki tabiyat bilkul mukhalif hai shariat.
The tabiyat, the one's own desire.
Tabiyat ko nafs kehte hain.
Tabiyat is one's own desire.
Nafs jo hai, inna nafs ala ammaratun bisu, wo burai ka hukum karta hai, shariat ka hukum nahi karta.
Inna nafsa
la ammaratun
bisu. This nafs. Is towards the tabiat, the desire. This is the one that is talked about. This always orders one towards disobedience to Allah, bad things. And the one who goes towards the disobedience, the temperament is not with alongside Sharia.
जाहिर है जब शरीयत का मिजाज ये है तो शरीयत की अहमियत है उस पर अमल करना जरूरी है उसको सीखना जरूरी है तो अब ये कैसे मुकाबला होना है नफ्स का कि उस पर शरीयत को गालिब किया जाए
सो नाउ देयर इज अ बैटल बिटवीन द तबीयत एंड द डिजायर दैट द तबीयत एंड द डिजायर इज नॉट वांटिंग टू फॉलो शरिया बट देन शरिया हैज द ऑर्डर्स एंड अहकाम एंड दोस प्रोसेस दैट वी मस्ट फॉलो सो हाउ इज इट दैट वी आर एबल टू कन्फ्रंट द तबीयत द डिजायर अगेंस्ट द ऑर्डर्स एंड द हुकुम ऑफ शरिया
حافظ ابن القیم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اپنی ایک کتاب میں ایک بہت عجیب بحث کی ہے
حافظ ابن القیم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ he mentions a very unique and special thing in his book
انہوں نے فرمایا کہ شریعت سے موافقت رکھنے والا ایک گروپ انسان کے اندر ہے اور شریعت کی مخالفت سے مناسبت رکھنے والا ایک گروپ انسان کے اندر ہے
He's saying that there's two groups of humans, individuals. One who has inside of them the feeling of inclination towards Sharia, towards the ahkam of Allah. And one group who inside has a just a a detraction and to an aversion towards Sharia.
और ये दोनों में हमेशा लड़ाई रहती है.
And among these two groups of people, there is always a confrontation and battle.
वला इज़ाल अल हर्ब बैनहुमा वल हर्ब सिजाल. हमेशा जंग रहती है इनमें और जंग का मामला डोल की तरह का है कि एक डोल का हिस्सा नीचे जाता है पानी लेने के लिए, दूसरा खाली होता है, दूसरा नीचे जाता है पानी लेने के लिए, पहला खाली होता है, तो कभी इसका गलबा रहता है कभी उसका गलबा रहता है.
So there is always a constant battle between these two types of individuals who have the inclination towards Sharia and one has the aversion towards Sharia. And the example is given is like a bucket of water on a pulley. And this bucket goes down, gets some water, and this one goes down and gets some water. So it's always up and down. One gets water, it's heavier, it goes down. The other one gets water, it's heavier, it goes down. So these buckets on a pulley, and the battle of these two individuals is just the same. Sometimes this gets the upper hand, sometimes this group gets the upper hand.
Allah Ta'ala ne imtihan ke liye ye setup rakha hai.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created this setup and system for an examination and test for the individual.
Hamara kaam ye hota hai ki mujahida karke khair wale shariat wale group ko ghalib karna.
Our job is to bring in sacrifice and mujahada and suppress our inner desires and go towards the group that has the inclination towards sharia.
और बीच में जाहिर है बहुत मरतबा आदमी उसका मुकाबला पूरा नहीं कर पाता.
And it's obvious that on the path towards this, there will be different obstacles where it won't be the best confrontation with it. Sometimes we will win, sometimes it will be difficult.
मायूस नहीं होना है.
We don't get disappointed and we never lose hope.
वजह उसकी है कि अक्सर बेशतर शर वाला जो ग्रुप है वो गालिब होता हुआ नजर आता है.
Overall, the system, apparent system, is that those who have shar, who are evil, and the group that is against the sharia, it appears that they always have the upper hand. But if continuous mujahada and sacrifice is given, then based on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make haq prevail. Haja Azizul Haq Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi was
Majzoob.
He was a very famous pious scholar that previous times.
So chunki zyadatar log Urdu samajhne wale hain to unka ek sher main zikr karunga aap jitna ye tarjuma kar rahe hain kar denge.
The majority of brothers understand Urdu, so there's a poem that Hazrat Mufti Sahab will mention, and however much I'm able to translate I'll do it inshallah.
Unka unne ke नचित कर सके नफ्स के पहलुओं को, नचित कर सके नफ्स के पहलुओं को, तो यूं हाथ पांव भी ढीले न डाले. अरे इससे कुश्ती तो है उम्र भर की, कभी वो दबा ले कभी तू दबा ले.
Basically the fight is a battle. It's like rounds of a boxing match, one round over and over. So the win over one's own desire is not something that is an overwhelming decisive victory. Some battles the nafs will win, some battles we will win. But it's in the long haul that we have to win the entire battle.
Jo log is nazakat ko nahi samajhte, wo log deen ki knowledge ko kaafi samajhte.
Those who don't understand the sensitive nature of this point really don't understand the reality of the deen.
Wo kehte deen ki agar malumat ho jaye to bas hai.
People say that if we have the information of deen, then that's enough.
और इस वक्त बहुत ज्यादा पूरी दुनिया में दीन की मालूमात है.
And today, all over the world, universally and globally, there is an abundance of information on deen.
और अगरचे के सही मालूमात बहुत गड़बड़ है.
But the reality is the true information, which is the real information, it's very few and far between.
ज्यादातर तो मिक्स है.
Majority is mixed up.
लेकिन जो सही है अगर वो भी बंदे को मालूम हो जाए तो काफी नहीं है.
And whatever is the truth, and a person is able to know and learn that, still it is not enough.
Deen ki malumat ka hona zaruri bahut hai, lekin kafi nahi hai. Uske sath kuch aur chahiye.
The knowledge and the information of deen, to acquire it is absolutely important, very critical, but it is not enough.
Yahan bahut galat fehmi logon ko hoti hai.
There is a big misunderstanding at this point that many people have.
Deen ki sahi malumat ke liye to musalman hona bhi zaruri nahi.
To get the proper understanding and information about the deen, the criteria is also not to be a Muslim.
Deen par chalna to huzur ki baat hai.
And to live life according to deen is a different story altogether.
حضرت مولانا محمد ادریس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بڑے عالم گزرے ہیں.
حضرت مولانا ادریس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ was a great and very great alim of previous times.
انہوں نے کتاب لکھی ہے عربی کی تاریخ الصبیح مشکاۃ المصابیح جو مشہور حدیث کی کتاب ہے اس کی شرح.
He wrote a kitab called Ta'liq, which is the Mishkat al-Masabih, basically a expansion on the Mishkat, Mishkat Sharif.
جب انہوں نے اس کو اس کی پروف ریڈنگ کی اس کی اس کو ضرورت پڑی تو ان کو تلاش دیا اچھا پروف ریڈر.
So at the time of proofreading and editing, he wanted to find out an expert and a very good proofreader and editor.
جو معلوم ہوا لوگوں کو کہ پروف ریڈر کی تلاش میں ہیں تو ایک یہودی سے ان کا رابطہ ہوا.
So when people found out he was looking for an expert proofreader, then the connection was made with a Jewish person.
اس نے کہا کہ میں آپ کی پروف ریڈنگ اچھی کر دوں گا.
He told him that I will do your proof reading and edit this very well.
تو انہوں نے کہا تم تو جو ہے نا مسلمانوں کے مخالف اسلام کے مخالف.
He said obviously you are not really a Muslim and your views oppose Muslims.
اس لیے تم کیسے پروف ریڈنگ صحیح کرو گے ہماری اور گڑبڑ کر دو.
How will you be able to do the proof reading correctly? You might actually do worse than good.
اس نے کہا کہ یہ ہمارا پروفیشن ہے.
He said that this is my profession.
اس میں ہم گڑبڑ نہیں کرتے.
In my profession we do not make mistakes.
آپ بے فکر رہیے ہم آپ کی پروف ریڈنگ بالکل صحیح کریں.
He said don't worry, you stay content and with ease that we will do your proof reading absolutely correctly.
انہوں نے اس نے مشکات المصابیح کی شرح جو ہے اس کتاب کی پروف ریڈنگ کی اور آج جو وہ چھپی ہوئی ہے اسی کی پروف ریڈنگ کی بھی ہے.
So the sharah on Mishkat al-Masabih, he is the one who did the proofreading. And the publication that has been published of this is based upon the proofreading of this person, the Jewish person. And there is no mistake ulama can take out from it.
So the
point that Mufti Sahib is making, as Mufti Sahib says, is that the point is that how much information about the deen must he have so that he will be able to do this proofreading of this great book of hadith without any mistakes.
So isliye ye bahut badi misunderstanding hai hamari ki hum ye samajhte hain ki agar information nahi hai malumat deen ki hasil ho gayi to shayad kafi ho jata hai.
So this is a great misunderstanding that overall people have today is that we have the information and the malumat of deen that this is enough.
ہمارے درمیان دین کی اصل معلومات کے درمیان اور ہماری طبیعت کے درمیان ایک برج ہے.
When we acquire the information of the deen, but then our actual temperament of our body, of our desires, between the two, there is a bridge and a gap.
حضرات صحابہ کے پاس اس برج کو پار کیا جاتا.
In حضرات صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین, this gap and this bridge was overcome.
علماء ربانی کے پاس میں بھی ایسے ہوتا تھا.
And in the علماء ربانی, this was also the case.
اہل اللہ کے پاس, اولیاء اللہ کے پاس ایسے ہوتا تھا.
In اہل اللہ and اولیاء اللہ, this was also the case.
ہمارے زمانے میں اس میں غفلت ہوگی.
In our day and today's modern era amongst us, there is a problem here.
یہ چیز ہو گئی ہے کہ ہمارا علم الگ ہو گیا, ہمارا عمل الگ ہو گیا.
That our علم has a separate position and our amal and our actions have a separate distinct position.
Isliye yahan par deen ki ahmiyat apni jagah par hona hai, deen ki mehnat ki ahmiyat apni jagah par hona hai.
Because of this disconnect, the actual value for the deen has to be its proper position and the value for the effort of the deen has to be in its proper position.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne deen ke kamal ka zariya deen ki daawat ko banaya.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the perfection and the pinnacle of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the effort of deen.
Hazrat-e-Sahaba iski mehnat karte the.
Hazrat-e-Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain, they used to make effort on this very point.
Mashhoor bade sahaba-e-kiram, unki aadat ye thi ki logon ko bula kar bolte ki aao thodi der baithte hain aur iman laate hain.
Very great, very popular, famous sahaba, amongst the big sahaba, they used to sit and they used to call one another and sit and talk about this very thing.
Kyun us wajah se ke Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne unko bataya tha ki iman ko kamil karte rehna padta hai.
Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught them that there is a continuous effort to perfect and complete the iman. It's continuous.
Usko hadith ki zuban mein tajdeed e iman kehte hain.
In the language of hadith this is called tajdeed e iman.
Taalo Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kya farmaya tha ke اپنے ایمان جدیدو ایمانکم اپنے ایمان کی تجدید کیا کرو.
نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم what did he say mention جدیدو ایمانکم that means to increase and strengthen جدیدو ایمان your ایمان
نیا کرو renew کرو
refresh and renew the ایمان.
تو صحابہ نے عرض کیا کہ وہ کیسے.
And Sahaba used to ask, how is it, how should we do this?
لا الہ الا اللہ کے ذکر کے ذریعے سے.
Through the ذکر of لا الہ الا اللہ.
ذکر کے دو معنی ہیں.
There are two meanings for ذکر here.
ایک معنی ہے ذکر کرنا یعنی لا الہ الا اللہ کو کثرت سے پڑھنا.
One is, the meaning is to frequently just continue repetitiously. Say la ilaha illallah.
اور ایک معنی ہے اس کے اللہ کا تذکرہ کرنا.
And the other meaning is to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نظام الدین میں زیادہ تر آج کل یہ بات کہی جا رہی ہے کہ جدید ایمانکم بقول لا الہ الا اللہ میں قول سے یہاں پر مراد تذکرہ ہے اللہ کا.
In مرکز نظام الدین now it is being mentioned with emphasis that جدید ایمانکم بقول لا الہ الا اللہ means the actual meaning is to talk about and remember and remind one another about the greatness of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because through this very action, perfection and complete iman is obtained.
Uske zariye se kaifiyat aati hai.
Through this, Allah we are able to get a certain kaifiyat, a certain quality inside of us.
Aur noor paida hota hai.
And noor is developed.
Hum sab ke sab Allah ka shukr hai iman wale hain.
Alhamdulillah, all of us sitting here are people with iman.
Lekin hamare iman mein kamal ki bahut shadid zarurat hai.
But there is a very, very important and critical need for kamal and perfection and completion in our iman.
Kamil iman alag cheez hai, iman wala hona alag cheez hai.
Complete iman is a different thing and having some iman is completely different.
Kamil ka kya fayda hai?
What is the benefit of having complete iman?
Kamil ka fayda bada ajeeb o ghareeb hai.
The value and the importance and the benefit of kamal is very unusual and unique.
Kamil iman ki sabse badi khususiyat ye hai ki uske khatam hone ka dar nahi rehta.
The complete iman, the biggest benefit of this is that it will never finish.
اور ناقص ایمان ہمیشہ ڈاؤٹ میں ہوتا ہے کہ پتا نہیں کب گڑبڑ ہو جائے.
And defective iman is always under the threat whether or not we lose it.
علماء نے لکھا ہے کہ بہت مرتبہ ناقص ایمان والا ایمان سے نکل چکا ہوتا ہے اور وہ اپنے کو ایمان میں سمجھ رہا ہوتا ہے اور لوگ بھی اس کو ایمان والا سمجھ رہے ہوتے ہیں مگر موت کے وقت پتا چلتا ہے کہ وہ تو کبھی کے نکل چکا ہے.
علماء have written that person with ناقص defective ایمان it is quite possible that he has already left ایمان but he himself is thinking he is still in iman and others that look at him also consider him with iman but at the time of death the reality will come open and it will be disclosed that this person was not a person of iman.
Naqis iman mein kamil iman mein itna bada farak hai.
So there is this huge difference between defective iman and complete iman.
Naqis iman ke andar aadmi ko apne iman ki kamiyon ke sath galtiyon ke sath gunahon ke sath uski saza bhugatni pad sakti hai.
A person who has a deficient iman, it will have to be unhappy. If there is any sin, if there is any mistake, if there is disobedience, because of this naqis and defective iman, a person will have to undergo punishment for this.
Naqis iman ke saath mein galtiyan bahut nahi ho, ye nahi ho sakta.
And with deficient iman, there is the possibility that many mistakes have been done is very real.
Aur uska ilaaj bhi bande ko nahi maloom hota.
And the cure for this, a person is not able to digest it.
क्योंकि उसको पता ही नहीं चलता कि वो क्या-क्या गलतियाँ कर रहा है.
Because he himself is deficient in the iman, he is unaware that he's doing something wrong.
जब उसको पता ही नहीं चलता कि वो गलतियाँ क्या कर रहा है, तो वो करता है तब भी नहीं करता.
So when a person is unaware that he's doing something wrong, then he will not be able to acknowledge it and make tawbah for it also. And the temperament regarding this is different among everybody.
بہت سے لوگ ہوتے ہیں کہ جن کے پاس ان کے دماغ میں یہ ہے کہ وہ بہت اچھے ہوتے ہیں.
Many people have this in their own understanding that I myself am a very good person.
کوئی وجہ نہیں ہے میں جہنم میں جانے کی.
And I don't really find any reason myself that I should be going to Jahannam.
کوئی وجہ نہیں ہے کہ میں جو ہے نا جنت میں نہ جاؤں.
And I don't see any reason why I should not be going to Jannah.
ایک ڈاکٹر صاحب کے پاس ہم لوگ گشت میں گئے.
One Mufti Sahab was saying that one time we went to a doctor for Jonah.
ان سے جب بات ہونے لگی تو کہنے کے دیکھو بھائی تم لوگ میں غلط راستے غلط جگہ پر آ گئے.
So when they started talking to this doctor during the Jonah visit, he said, look, you know, he interrupted and said, look, you've come to the wrong place with what you're talking about.
Allah ka shukr hai, main bahut pakka iman wala.
He said, Alhamdulillah, you know, great, thanks to Allah, I'm a person with strong iman.
मैं किसी पर जुल्म नहीं करता.
I don't do injustice on anybody.
मैं किसी का हक नहीं मारता.
And I don't violate anybody's rights.
मैं अपने काम में रहता हूँ.
I am involved in my own work.
मैं बिल्कुल सही हूँ.
And I keep to myself and I'm correct.
आपने कहा भाई हम तो ऐसे आदमी की ज़ियारत करना चाहते
हैं. Saying that, this is the reason why we come to you. We wanted to meet such a good person.
मगर उनसे ये पूछा हमने कि आप कौन सी मस्जिद में नमाज अदा करते हैं.
So then they asked him, what masjid do you make your salat in?
तो उन्होंने कहा कि 27 साल हो गए मैंने मस्जिद की सूरत नहीं देखी.
He's saying that sir, 26, 27 years I have not seen a masjid.
कहने की नमाज पढ़ने का तो कोई मसला है नहीं. नमाज पढ़ने की जरूरत क्या है?
He's saying that there's really not any need for making. So what's the necessity?
जुमा को भी नहीं जाते थे.
Meaning that he does not even make जुमा सलात.
हम अंदाजा लगा लीजिए. वो अपनी जगह पर वो यह है कि मैं पक्का जन्नत हूँ, पक्का ईमान वाला हूँ.
But in his own position in mind, he feels himself entitled to jannah.
हर आदमी की अलग अलग फीलिंग होती है इस मामले में.
Everybody has their own understanding regarding this.
बहुत बड़ी मुसीबत ये होती है कि आदमी अपने को अच्छा समझे.
The big problem and a big difficulty is that a person considers himself to be very good.
और ये आपने बार-बार सुना होगा कि अपने को अच्छा समझना गुनाह है, कबीरा है.
And you must have heard this before, that considering oneself to be good is a major sin.
शराब पीने की तरह है.
It's like it's similar to drinking liquor and alcohol.
बल्कि हदीस में तो आता है कि ये तो हलाक करने वाली चीजों में सबसे ज्यादा है.
But in hadith actually in hadith it comes that among those things that will destroy a person is this feeling that I'm a good person, I'm very good.
हम अपने को अच्छा क्यों नहीं समझ सकते?
Why cannot we consider ourselves to be a perfect person?
अच्छा वो है जो अल्लाह के पास अच्छा हो.
The perfect and great person is the one who is great and perfect in the eyes of Allah.
वो और अल्लाह तबारक व तआला के पास अच्छा कौन है वो उनके पास जाने के बाद ही पता चलेगा.
And who is great and perfect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not know until we meet Allah.
तो इसलिए हम दुनिया में हुक्म लगा ही नहीं सकते अपने ऊपर कि हम किसी से अच्छे हैं या हम अपने जात में अच्छे हैं.
So therefore, in this dunya, we cannot make the assumption or make a decision or conclusion that we're better than somebody or somebody else is better than us.
इसलिए हमने कहा कि इर्जा और मरी नफ्सहु, आदमी का अपने को अच्छा समझना आदमी को सबसे ज्यादा हलाक करने वाली चीजों में से.
That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said more or less to the effect that considering oneself to be very good and perfect is among the most destructive feelings and qualities.
एक हदीस है सरासर मुबिकात, तीन चीजें हलाक कर देती है.
One hadith mentions more or less the effect three things will destroy a person.
एक तो है शुक्र नुकाउस, ऐसा बुखल जिसकी इताअत की जाए.
One is such greediness, bukhul, such greediness that there is no limits to it. Such greediness that based upon this quality of greediness, a person makes actions based upon this greediness. Some people, as a distinction, some people have inside a quality, an inner quality of being stingy. But based upon this stinginess, a person does not act upon it. They control it. But some people who have this greed and stinginess, they act upon this. This is the meaning of this one example.
दूसरी बात बोलते फरमाए हवन मुतलाम, वो ख्वाहिशात जिनकी इत्तेबा की जाए.
And the second classification is those desires that are followed and obeyed, the inner desires.
आदमी में हर वक्त ख्वाहिशात आती रहती.
A person always has constant desires inside of them.
जब तक नफ्स है उस वक्त तक ख्वाहिशात.
However long nafs remains inside of us, there will be desires.
नफ्स के अंदर से उठने वाली इतनी लपक होती है उसका नाम ही हवा होता है.
The cream that comes out from the inner desires, the nafs, this is called hawa.
जब उसको इत्तेबा की जाती है तो ये आदमी को बर्बाद करके छोड़ती है.
And when this cream, the topmost layer, the pure layer of this nafs comes out called hawa, and a person acts and obeys this hawa, that is destruction.
लग्जरी लाइफ की मुसीबत है कि आदमी इतनी सहूलत अपने लिए चाहता है कि मैं जो चाहूँ वो मुझे मिलता है.
The life of luxury is so complicated that the inside of a person always feels that whatever I desire, I must have it immediately.
और उसका नतीजा ये होता है कि उसका नफ्स और मोटा होता रहता है और शरीयत के खिलाफ जाता रहता है.
And the result of this obedience to the nafs is that the nafs continues to be fed and continues to be get stronger, and more obedience to this nafs continues. This is a cycle that happens.
इसी वजह से हजरत सहाबा कहते हैं कि हम एक एक नाजायज चीज को से बचने के लिए दस दस जायज चीजों को छोड़ देते हैं.
So Hazrat Sahaba, this was a common among the understanding, and they would used to say that to protect ourselves from one extreme disobedience and extreme evil quality, we would stay away and we would keep ourselves away from 10 things that are allowed, that are permissible. We would stay away from them.
क्योंकि वो जानते थे कि तबीयत के अंदर नजाकत ऐसी है कि वो शरीयत से दूर करने वाली है. तो जिस अपने आप में घूमती रहती है तबीयत, अगर उसको रिजा दी गई तो और दूर हो जाए.
So they understood their own nature, their own desires, their own temperament, that those things that were permissible even, they would hover around impermissibility. Meaning those things that are permissible and the inside of a person desires them and likes them, although it is permissible to indulge in any of those things that hover around, it will eventually lead a person to impermissibility.
और तीसरी चीज हदीस में वो है जो मैं पहले सुना चुका हूँ, इर्जाब अल्मरी नफ्सहु, आदमी का अपने को अच्छा समझना, और ये इन तीन में ज्यादा हला करने वाली है, वही अशद्दु होना.
And the third thing, Hazrat Mufti Sahib is saying, that I already mentioned, that considering oneself to be a very good and great person, and a noble person, a pious person, or a perfect person with iman, among those three, this is the most destructive one.
तो इसलिए ईमान नाकिस के साथ गुनाह बहुत होते हैं.
That is why with a deficient iman, with a naqis iman, there are a lot of sins that happen.
और कामिल ईमान के साथ गुनाह नहीं होते.
And with complete perfect iman, there is protection against sins.
कामिल ईमान के साथ आदमी को अल्लाह की विलायत मिलती है.
With kamil and perfect iman and complete iman, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained.
Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah iman walon ko wali hota hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, is the best friend of the people of iman.
Inna awliyallah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Awliyallah ko na koi khawf na koi huzur.
And the friends of Allah will never have any grief and they will never be under any fear.
तो कामिल ईमान हमारा अपना बनाना जरूरी है.
So we must have this, we must take responsibility on ourselves to perfect our iman.
कामिल ईमान की खुसूसियत यह है कि मरने से पहले से तसल्ली दी जाती है कि मरने के साथ ही कोई परेशानी आपको नहीं आएगी.
The one of the indicators of complete iman is that at the time of death or before the time of death, a person will have this feeling that after the death.
अंतरा दी जाती है फरिश्ता अल्लाह की तरफ से.
That even at the time before the death, the angels of Allah give them the glad tidings that there will be no fear and no grief after them.
تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
So the angels will descend and will be descend on the person and tell them and tell the person who has perfect iman that fear not, grieve not, and they will give them the glad tidings of what is to come after death.
क्योंकि ईमान वाले को, जो भी ईमान वाला है उसको बड़ी फिक्र रहती है कि पता नहीं अल्लाह के पास क्या मामला होगा मेरे साथ.
So every person who has iman is always worried and fearful of the uncertainty of meeting Allah. What will happen to me then?
और नहीं होता है तो बहुत अफसोस की बात है, होना चाहिए ये फिक्र.
And if this feeling is not inside of a person who has iman, it's very a very grave thing. We should have this understanding and feeling.
हदीस में है कि मोमिन यमूत तो बिआरफिल जबीन, ईमान वाला जब मरने लगता है तो उसकी परेशानी में पसीना आ जाता है.
In hadith it comes that a person who has iman is about to die, then he will start sweating or there will be drops of sweat on the forehead.
Ulama ne likha hai ki uski wajah ye hoti hai ki marte waqt mein wo is pashmani mein aur is zindagi mein hota hai ki jo karna tha wo maine nahi kiya, ab jaane ke baad pata nahi mere sath kya hoga.
And the ulama have written about this, the reason why a person is perspiring from the forehead and sweating is because of this feeling of embarrassment and feeling oneself short. That I should have done more. I wish I would have done more, but I have not been able to do more.
तो इसलिए फरिश्ते ईमान वाले के कमाल में कमाल कमाल ईमान वाले के साथ ये करते हैं कि उसको मरने से पहले तसल्ली देना शुरू करें.
So the reason for this is that the angels then are sent by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala to comfort the person of iman, because the person of iman is worrying about what the uncertainty of after death. The angels will comfort him, console him, saying that don't worry and don't fear. Everything will be okay.
हम तुम्हारे वली दुनिया में भी थे, आखिरत में भी रहेंगे. तुम्हें पता नहीं था कि हम तुम्हारे दोस्त थे.
We were your guardians in this world and will be in the hereafter. You just didn't know it. We were protecting you. We were your friends. We were your. We will continue to be there.
फरिश्तों की सौगत के बगैर आदमी नेक नहीं होता.
Without the company and the sohba of angels, a person will never become righteous. So that's why they say, "Nahnu awliyaukum," we were with you, meaning that any good deed you used to do, we were with you. So now the glad tidings to you, whatever you desire you will get, and whatever you ask for you will get.
तो ये ईमान वाला मरने से पहले इस हालत में जब होता है जब उसकी रूह कब्ज की जाती है तो कब्र की पूरी जिंदगी उसकी आराम की हो जाती है.
This is the condition right before death. So just imagine when the soul is taken out from the body of a person with iman, and when he is entering into the grave, what condition of ease and comfort?
मैदान हशर में इतना लंबा दिन होगा लेकिन उसको परेशानी नहीं होगी.
The day of hashr, in the field of hashr, in the day of judgment, it will be such a long day, but he will not be worried.
Quran कहता है कि वो 50,000 साल का है.
Quran mentions this day as being 50,000 years.
मतलब और यह भी हदीसों में ये भी है कि अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ईमान वाले को दो रकात नमाज के बराबर उस दिन को करते हैं.
And it comes in hadith also that the example of a person who has iman, this long day, that is 50,000 years mentioned in the Quran, will be only two rakats for a person with iman.
पूरा टाइम उसका आराम से निकल जाएगा.
So the complete time spent in the afterlife will be of ease and comfort.
और फिर उसके बाद तो हमेशा हमेशा भी जन्नत है.
And after that, eventually, will always be will be jannah forever and ever.
उसको जहन्नम जहन्नम में दाखिल होने का मौका ही नहीं.
There is no opportunity or any opening for a person to be entered into jahannam.
कामिल ईमान की खुसूसियत यह है कि अव्वली तौर पर आदमी जन्नत में दाखिल होता है, अव्वली तौर पर जहन्नम में नहीं जाता.
So distinction of a person, this is the distinctive quality of a person with complete iman, that in the absolute beginning a person will enter Jannah, and in the absolute beginning he will be protected from
Jahannam.
And the difficulty that comes in the khabar and the punishment and the adverse conditions that come on the day of judgment and the hashar, maidan hashar, is an extension of the difficulties and punishment and conditions of Jahannam.
Is wajah se kamil iman karna hai.
This is why we must aspire and make effort for complete, perfect kamil iman.
So iman ki bhi ahmiyat hona hai aur iman ke kamal ki bhi ahmiyat hona hai.
So the value must be there for iman itself, and the value must be there for the complete iman.
Bagair iman ke, bagair deen ke koi kamyab nahi hoga.
Without iman, without deen, there is absolutely no success.
Na pehle kabhi koi hua hai, na is waqt koi kabhi hoga, na aainda kabhi koi hoga.
And this is fact. Never has a person been successful. Never today a person is successful. And in the future, nobody will be successful. And without deen, there is absolutely no success. There is deception of success. Just like Fir'aun was under the deception that I'm successful. Because he misunderstood gravely that he did not need deen, but I needed the merchandise of the world to be successful. And I have the most of this among everyone. That is why I am successful. Time told how successful he was. Harun was under the deception that he was successful. Namrud was also under the deception.
Shaddad to dhoka ho gaya tha.
And Shaddad also did not see clearly about the success.
Qaum-e-Aad aur Qaum-e-Samud to dhoka ho gaya tha.
Qaum-e-Aad and Qaum-e-Samud were also under the deception.
Kisi ko ye dhoka ho gaya ki achhi health hai to sab kuch saman muyassar hoga.
Some of them had this deception that because we have great health and we are strong, we are successful. That is why we are successful. Some of them had this misunderstanding and under the deception that because our business is so successful, we are also successful. The people of Shu'aib, Qawm Shu'aib, were businessmen. And their business was so famous and popular, they controlled the entire world's business. And they had this, they were under the deception, who else is more successful than us? History told us how successful they were. قوم عاد قوم ثمود
قوم لوط واصحاب ايكا
قوم لوط واصحاب ايكا
وقوم فرعون وقوم نوح وسبكو بتاني
قوم فرعون وقوم نوح history has told us how much a failure they were
افراد کو بھی بتا دیا مجموعے کو بھی بتا دیا
individuals and also collectively as groups they were shown
بادشاہوں کو بھی بتا دیا راجاؤں کو بھی بتا دیا
kings and monarchs were also shown
کہ کامیابی دین کے ساتھ ہے
that deen itself is the only measure of success
ہمیں دین کے کامیاب سمجھنا کامیابی کا دھوکا ہے
Without deen to consider oneself to be successful is a deception.
बगैर दीन के कामयाबी examination hall में मिलने वाली facilities की जैसा है.
Without deen having the success is kind of like having in an examination hall just having all the facilities and the different things there.
तो जो facilities से फायदा उठाता है exam hall के अंदर तो उसमें आदमी कामयाब भी हो जाता है वो तो फायदा उठा रहा है ऐसी चीज भी फायदा उठा रहा पानी से भी आदमी फायदा उठा रहा पेपर से भी टॉवल से भी इससे भी उससे भी एकदम मजे बड़े मजे में
so the things the those things that are present in the examination hall such as the air condition the cool air the pen the water the coffee etc all those things that are extra in the examination hall a person will think to himself that because I have all these things and I'm benefiting with all these other things here I am successful this is the type of deception
bachcha sahi nahi likha
and he failed the test
तो उसको वो कह सकता है कि मैं कामयाब हुआ
so how can he declare that he is successful
क्योंकि मेरे 2.5 घंटे बड़े मजे में गुजरे
because my 2.5 hours I spent in such a luxury and a great time
वहां तो ये तय हुआ कि ये कामयाब हुआ कि नाकाम हुआ
it was decided at that very moment whether he was successful or a failure
रिजल्ट आया तब पता चला क्या हुआ
when the result comes then a person will understand success or failure
लोगों को सबको धोखा हुआ
Yeah, everybody else is under the deception.
आज के इंसान को भी धोखा हो रहा है.
Today the people are also under deception.
अल्लाह माफ करे हम भी धोखे में.
And may Allah forgive us. We are also included in this deception.
तो दीन ऐसा बनाना है.
We have to complete and perfect our deen.
अल्लाह हमें वही के जरिए से एक चीज मुकर्रर कर दी हमारे लिए.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala through the means of wahi and revelation has decided for something. It is already decided for.
जो उसके मुताबिक बनेगा वही कामयाब होगा.
It is already decreed that whoever does this according to this decree will be successful.
और उसके मुताबिक अंदर का भी बनना है, बाहर का भी बनना है.
According to this, the inside of a person and the outside of a person must be made.
बाहर के बनाने के चक्कर में होते हैं, अंदर नहीं बनाने, अंदर बनाने के चक्कर में तो बाहर में नहीं, अल्लाह तुम्हारे के पास अंदर बाहर दोनों एक ही है.
We get lost in making effort on the outside, then we forget the inside qualities. When we start making effort on the inside, we forget the outside qualities. Qualities in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, both internal and external qualities is equal.
इसीलिए आदमी के अंदर और बाहर दोनों से अल्लाह की मर्जी के मुताबिक होने से इंसान कामयाब मुकम्मल होगा इंसानियत मुकम्मल होगी
Therefore having the internal qualities and external qualities based upon deen then humanism and a person becoming a perfect human is complete
और जब इंसानियत में कमाल आता है तब कामयाबी तय होती है
And when a perfect human is created according to the deen, then success is attained.
उसको सेलेक्ट किया जाता है जन्नत में रखने के लिए.
Then the decision is made to select him for Jannah.
क्योंकि जन्नत में जिन लोगों को रखा जाएगा, वो उनको हमेशा के लिए आराम मिलना है, दूसरों को भी हमेशा के लिए आराम मिलना है.
So those who are selected to go to Jannah, they will be in comfort forever and ever, and everybody else will also be in comfort forever and ever.
अगर थोड़े से भी फंट वाला आदमी जन्नत में जाएगा तो वो दूसरों का सरका दर्द बनेगा
If there is a person who enters Jannah with a little bit of fault, a deficiency, then entering Jannah will be a headache for all the other Jannatis.
इसीलिए हदीस में आता है कि ला यदखुलु जन्नत मन काना फी कल्बी मिसकालु ज़र्रतिन मिसकालु हब्बतिन मिन खर्दलिन मिन किबरिन एक राय के बराबर भी किबर और बड़ापन होगा तो जन्नत में नहीं जाएगा क्योंकि ये प्रॉब्लम क्रिएट करेगा
That is why it is mentioned in hadith one example that even if a person has a very minute amount an atom's worth a very small like a sesame seed or a very small amount of kibr and pride he will not enter jannah because this little bit of kibr and pride will be a problem it will be a problem case for jannah other jannati
aur itni allah tbaraka wa taala ki mukhalifat uske andar hogi
And that much of opposition there will be to against Allah. However measure of kibr there is and pride that will be in accordance to that will be the opposition to Allah.
Jannat aisi jagah nahi hai ki Allah ki uluhiyat ke sath opposition ko bhi baithne ka mauka mile.
This is not Jannat is not a place where a position is granted to anyone who opposes Allah.
وہاں نہیں ہے سلسلہ, وہاں تو صرف اللہ کے پسندیدہ ہی ہیں.
This is not the system of Jannah that those people will also be included. No, the system of Allah.
یہ سب سے اہم بات ہے کہ ہم یہ طے کر لیں کہ دین تو ہونا ضروری ہے ہمارے اور ہمارے بچوں کی زندگی میں اور کامل ہونا ہے.
So this we have to, all of us here have to make this decision right here and now. That the deen is the most important thing that must be in my life, and deen is the most important thing that must be in the life of our children.
اب یہ کہ یہ دین آئے گا کیسے زندگیوں میں.
Now the question is, how does this deen come into our life?
یہ میرے دوستو محنت کا میدان.
This is a field of effort, my friends.
دین کی محنت سے اس کی اہمیت کو سمجھنا پڑے گا.
Through the effort of deen, the value of the deen must be the value of the deen must come into front.
دین کے علم کے ساتھ دین کی محنت میں خصوصیت چاہیے تھوڑی.
With the knowledge of ilm of deen, the effort of deen requires some specificity.
وہ کیا ہے؟ وہ environment چاہیے.
The specific effort of deen must be within an environment.
وہ کیا ہے؟ وہ practice چاہیے.
And what is that environment? It is an environment of practice.
اسی لیے یہ آیت جو ہے ان الذین قالوا ربنا اللہ کے بعد ہی اللہ نے فرمایا کہ ومن احسن قولا ممن دعا الى الله وعمل صالحا. ہمارے صالح کے ساتھ دعوت دینا.
So that is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after this ayat of إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ that Hazrat Mufti Sahib mentioned to us a few minutes ago, immediately after that ayat is وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. That with the عمل of the عمل الصالحة is where the condition of the effort of deen and the iman takes place.
اور وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. ایمان اسلام کا اظہار بھی کرنا, اسلام کو فالو بھی کرنا, اور اسلام کی طرف دعوت بھی دینا.
So this environment of practicing iman is inclusive, that we must invite towards Islam, we must practice Islam and call ourselves Muslim. It is an all inclusive deal.
بغیر ماحول بغیر عمل کے اگر دین کی بات کی جاتی ہے تو وہ بات چلتی ہے, عمل نہیں چلتا.
Without the environment, without an amal, practical deen, and if invitation of deen is talked about and only deen is talked about, then there is no substance to this deen. It is only talk that takes place.
بلکہ بعض مرتبہ الٹا نقصان ہوتا ہے.
But sometimes it even happens that we get negative consequences from this.
اگر بے دین آدمی منبر پر کھڑے ہو کے دین کی بات کرے گا تو سامنے سننے والے سارے یہ سمجھیں گے کہ دین کی بات ایسا کر سکتے ہیں, اس کی مخالفت کرتے ہوئے کر سکتے ہیں.
So what happens sometimes, for example, if an irreligious person stands up on the minbar and starts talking about deen, just to talk about deen without any practical implementation of deen, then the people who are listening to him talking on the minbar will also think to themselves that this is also okay. You can live a life of disobedience and you can still talk about deen.
ہمارے دوست یونس بھائی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ گزرے ہیں تبلیغ.
One of my friends, Yunus Saab, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very old worker in Tabligh.
Yunus Saab, rahmatullah alayhi, ke zamane mein unki jamaat sabse pehle idhar bheji gayi thi Aram Malik.
In the time of Hazrat Mala Yusuf, rahmatullah alayhi, his jamaat was amongst the first jamaat sent to the Arab countries.
To unhone bataya ki wo ek university mein gaye.
And he said that we went to a university.
اور وہ اسلامک تھی.
It was an Islamic,
اسلامی کے نام سے تھا.
It was an Islamic university.
اور اتفاق سے اس میں جو ہے نا جو دوسرے یونیورسٹی کے جو دوسرے دنیاوی لینڈ کے سبجیکٹ ہوتے ہیں وہ نہیں, دینیات کا سبجیکٹ چل رہا تھا.
And among other subjects, the subject of دینیات used to take place.
اور ان جماعت کی اجازت چاہیے کہ ہم بیٹھنا چاہتے ہیں, جا کے سننا چاہتے ہیں.
So when this subject of دینیات was being taught at that particular time, the jamaat went and asked, can we also take part in this class?
تو انہوں نے کہا ٹھیک ہے جا سکتے ہو. ہم اس میں جب داخل ہوئے تو ہم نے دیکھا کہ وہاں کوئی ایجوکیشن تھا.
When we entered the classroom of this diniyat, of this Islamic education classroom, then we saw that this was a non-segregated classroom. Male and female were sitting together.
دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ جو بچیاں تھیں ان کا لباس جو ہے نا گھٹنوں سے اوپر تک تھا.
And the second point that he mentions is that the females that were present in the classroom, their clothing was such that they had dresses over their knees.
اور سبجیکٹ چل رہا تھا برقعے کا.
And the subject matter talked about in that class was about پردہ and برقع.
اب یہ پریشان کے پروردگار یہ کیا قصہ ہے؟
Now he's the brothers in the jamaat are worried now that what is the condition of this.
یعنی کہ ہمارے ساتھ ایسے ہی ہوتا ہے.
Saying, what is happening? He said that this is usual in our case. I mean, you learn the deen, the amal comes later.
Bagair environment ke jab deen ki baat hoti hai na to wo fayda kam nuksan zyada kar deti.
When there is no environment of deen and the talks of deen or the teachings of deen takes place, then there is less benefit and more damage. And without amal, if there is this taking place, then there is more damage than there is benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us enormously, immensely, that through the effort of da'wat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this realization. This is a global effort where an effort is being made on human beings to bring them to a place of correction of iman and strength and correction. Tarbiyat takes place and correction and rectification takes place.
Mala
Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali in Manfuzat it's mentioned that a car's place of maintaining and fixing a car is different, and the place of the car actually running on the road is different. In a similar fashion, the place where the human being is corrected and rectified is different, and the place where the human being lives life is different. Obviously, the walk of life of an individual will take him to a bazaar or a business. He will also have a wedding and marriage, he will also have wife and children. He also has to live with mother and father and also fulfill their rights. These are all the occupations of dunya that he will be busy in. But to make him correct and to fix him, that is different. And the insan, the human being that is corrected and rectified, he will be able to walk correctly in these
circumstances.
That's why the car that needs to be fixed is fixed in the garage and in the shop, and then runs correctly on the road. That's why the place where human beings get fixed and repaired is the masjid. That's why bring the people to the masjid and talk about Allah in the masjid.
In Markaz Nizamuddin,
this is also being said very frequently, that go in Gush to the Muslims and bring them to the masjid and talk about Allah in the masjid. Also outside we talk to them, but the goal of talking to them outside is to bring them to the masjid. Because the masjid is the environment
Nurani
of
mahol.
Angels, it's a Nurani environment. It's a place of mercy descending. The greatness of Allah is in this environment. There is no greatness talked about human beings in this environment. There is no talk of greatness of the goods of this world here. That is why talking about the greatness of dunya in the masjid, all the good deeds are wasted. Here only Allah's greatness is talked about. The greatness, the magnitude, the majesty of Allah. The oneness of Allah, the sustainer being Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the power of Allah, the greatness of Allah. However much is talked about these very things, then the iman will continue to increase. So we have to form an environment of dawat. It's an amal of dawat.
If
we are able to practically learn about deen in a practical environment of dawah, then what will happen is that our inner desire and our inner feelings of wanting to practice deen will be developed if we are in that practical environment of learning deen in the field of dawah. So then whatever is talked about by that individual who has this inside will only be those things that will benefit a person for the akhirah, for the deen, will benefit a person about the meeting with Allah and in the afterlife.
That's کی محنت میں اور خود دین کی زندگی میں.
So when you analyze and research among the hadith and all those things mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran and also in the hadith that is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all those things, if you research them and connect the dots together, then one will be able to understand the great value and the great connection between the effort of deen and practicing deen itself.
Hazur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah ke raaste ki mehnat ki kitne tareeq lete the.
Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he used to encourage the sahaba to go in the path of Allah.
Aur unko Allah ke raaste mein kin kin conditions mein bhej dete the.
And in what conditions did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam send the sahaba in the path of Allah?
Aur kis tareeqe se unki thodi si bhi kami kotahi ko bardasht nahi karte the.
And how he would not be able to tolerate any little shortcoming in the effort of deen.
Aur unke dusre amal ke sath usko compare karne ko gawara nahi karte the.
And it would not be, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not consider even to compare the amal of going in the striving in the path of Allah with any other amal of deen itself.
Sahabi ne socha ki main juma ki namaz Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke piche padh ke chala jata.
One sahabi thought to himself that I would make juma salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then go in the path of Allah.
Masjid an-Nabawi ka juma.
In the juma of Masjid an-Nabawi.
Jo 50,000 ke barabar.
Which is equal to 50,000.
اور حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پیچھے
and behind the imam of all the anbiya نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جو 50,00,000 سے بھی آگے بڑھا دے سکتا ہے
which increases the value much more than 5 million.
اور صحابی وہ ہیں جن کو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بتا دیا تھا کہ تم شہید بھی ہو جاؤ.
And this sahabi was the one who actually نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told him that he will also become shaheed among those people.
تو انہوں نے یہ بھی طے کر لیا تھا کہ یہ میری آخری نماز ہوگی.
And he decided for himself that this will also be my last juma behind نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
جمعہ میں حضور نے دیکھ لیا.
And نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saw him in the juma salah.
کہے کہ میں نے تو تمہیں بھیج دیا تھا صبح.
Didn't I send you this morning to go in the path of Allah?
انہوں نے یہ وجہ بتائی کہ اللہ کے رسول چاہتا تھا کہ جمعہ کے پیچھے پڑ کے.
He gave him this reason to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that, O Prophet of Allah, I wish to make this last juma behind you.
حضور نے فرمایا کہ ان کے جنت میں جانے میں تمہارے جنت میں جانے میں 500 سال کا گیا.
And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that your entry into Jannah versus their entry into Jannah who went after Fajr in the morning, today there will be a difference of 500 years.
اتنا فاصلہ ہو گیا.
There is that much of a difference between you and them.
عمل کا عمل سے مقابلہ تھا حالانکہ دنیا سے نہیں تھا.
And the comparison here was not for dunya and amal. This was an amal of deen versus an amal of deen that was being compared. Not amal of deen.
نزاکت سب کو پتا.
And the intricacies and the sensitivities of this everybody understands.
صحابہ کی جو تربیت حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بہت اسپیشل تھی.
And the تربیت of the صحابہ that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made on the صحابہ, that was a very special
training.
The training was very intricate and even smallest and smallest things that were not in line were not tolerated.
आपको पता ही है कि दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा हाई लेवल की जिसको ट्रेनिंग दी जाएगी उसको छोटी से छोटी बात पे सख्त मुआवजा करेगी.
We all know very well that a very great aspects of the dunya, a very very great works of the dunya require very sensitive training. And if there is any mistakes in those training or any implementing any action in that great works of dunya, then it will not be tolerated.
Sahaba
radiallahu anhu, right? They would not tolerate moving one word. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be able to tolerate that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be moved backward or forward, or the meaning be a little bit altered, but the word moving back and forth, this would not also be tolerated by
the Prophet. ایک صحابی کو یاد کرتے ہوئے یہ دعا یاد کرو آمن تو بھی کتاب ایک اللہ دی انزل تا و نبی ایک اللہ دی آسل.
So when صحابی was taught by رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم this دعا that حضرت مفتی صاحب just mentioned.
تو دوسرے دن حضور نے فرمایا وہ یاد کیا.
And next day he asked the صحابی did you learn this دعا.
آپ اتنا آواز کرتے تھے.
He used to follow up this closely on that.
He was going to say,
I did memorize this dua.
Allah sunao.
He said, recite it to me.
Dua to lambi hai.
It was a long, it's a long dua.
Allah ma salam ki nafsi ilayk, wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wajjahtu zahiri ilayk, la minja wa la minja minka.
So this is a very long dua, and this is it comes up to this point with Hazrat Mufti Sahib was mentioning. The Sahabi recited
Nabi
instead of Nabi, he replaced it with the word Rasul.
اور رسول بڑے لیول کا لفظ ہے, نبی اس کے مقابلے میں چھوٹے لیول کا لفظ.
And a comparison, رسول is a higher level word of distinction and status, and نبی is a little bit lower level of distinction status.
رسول 313 ہیں.
There's 313 رسول.
اور نبی 100,000 سے اوپر آئے ہیں.
And there are 100,000 plus نبیز. So the distinction and the classification of Rasul is much more valued.
इसलिए सहाबी ने बजाय नबी के रसूल का लफ्ज यूज किया.
And the sahabi used the word Rasul instead of Nabi. He replaced it.
हाँ, तो उन्होंने कहा आमन तो भी नबी ये कर लेती, आमन तो भी किताब भी कर लेती अंजलता, वह रसूल भी कर लेती असलता. हुजूर ने पूछा हाँ कज़ा आमन तो मैंने ऐसे सिखाया था.
नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम said, did I teach you this way?
और मैं नहीं.
He said, no.
मैंने कैसे सिखाया था?
How did I teach you?
उन्होंने वैसे कहा आमन तो भी किताब भी कर लेती अंजलता, वह नबी ये कर लेती असलता.
So then he recited it the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him.
बस वैसे ही याद करना है जैसे मैंने सिखाया है.
He said, just remember it and recite it and learn it that very way that I taught you.
इतनी बारीकी से निगरानी थी सहाबा की.
It's very very small matters and such minuscule matters there was very much sensitivity.
इसलिए आम आमाल में और दीन की मेहनत में जरा सी भी ऊंची जगह हो गई तो जहन में ये आ सकता था कि अमलों में से एक अमल है.
So
इसलिए एक दूसरे से मुकाबले में डाला जा सकता है इसको.
So if there is any measure of up and down, if there is any replacement or movement in deen and the effort of deen, and if there was not any foresight and reckoning on the effort of deen, then these shortcomings or movements would be considered equal, but they are not equal. They are not being tolerated for the effort of deen. That is why Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned such harsh or very strong words to Abdullah bin Rawaha. That is why, my dear respected brothers, there is great value for the effort of
deen.
There is great reward for this. There is great effects of this. There is uncountable benefits of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy and His favor, has made it easy for us. He has made it available.
ये सबसे ज्यादा अवेलेबल है.
This is most ubiquitous.
ये सबसे ज्यादा आसान है.
It's most easy.
ये सबसे ज्यादा फायदा देने वाला.
It is the most beneficial.
अब अंदाजा कीजिए कि जिस आदमी की जिंदगी 50 साल से बिगड़ी हुई है वो 4 महीने में सीधा हो जा रहा है.
Just imagine a person whose life is corrupted for 50 years, in 4 months he becomes corrupted.
अब अंदाजा कीजिए कि इसमें अल्लाह ताला की कैसे खास करामत का जोर है.
Can we think how much of miraculous nature this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
होता नहीं आमतौर पर ऐसा.
This doesn't happen usually in the world.
50 साल के बिगड़े हुए को 50 साल बनने को चाहिए.
It requires 50 years of corruption to correct that person 50 more years.
मगर अल्लाह पाक ने इसमें इतनी तासीर रखी है कि जैसे आदमी मस्जिद वाले माहौल में, मस्जिद वाले अमाल में, अल्लाह वाले अमाल में, नबी वाले अमाल में, नबी की मेहनत के साथ दावत इल्लाह का काम करता है, लोगों को अल्लाह की तरफ बुलाने का काम करता है, उसकी तासीर में यह है कि अंदर से चेंज आना शुरू हो जाता है और दिल का मिजाज बन जाता है, ईमान बन जाता है, ज़ौक बन जाता है, खौफ खुदा आ जाता है, फिक्र आखिरत आ जाती है, दुनिया की मोहब्बत कम हो जाती है, दुनिया की मोहब्बत निकल जाती है, एक किस्म का अजीब और गरीब अंदरून से इंकलाब और तब्दीली आकर बाहर तक असर डाल देता है.
It is such a great effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this effort of deen that in 4 months of an individual who has lived a corrupted life of staying in an environment about talking about the greatness of Allah, in staying in an environment of deen and talking about deen and practicing deen and then bringing this deen into our life and starting to bring this into practice and inviting others towards this deen and the environment of the masjid, such a revolution takes place within the person that a person who is corrupted for many years has become now a very corrected and good person.
तो इसलिए हर एक को हम में से इसकी जरूरत है.
That is why it is a need of every one, each and every one of us here.
और फिर ये सिर्फ हमारी जरूरत है वैसा नहीं, पूरी उम्मत की जरूरत है.
It is not only limited to our need, but this is the need of every ummati.
इसलिए हम पर ये फर्ज आयत किया गया कि तुम ये मेहनत उम्मत में करना है.
That is why it is made an obligation to us that we also convey this to the entire ummah.
ये दोहरा फर्ज है जो हम पर मुतवज्जह होता है.
This is a double fard, a double obligation.
इस वास्ते कि उम्मत के अंदर जो मेहनत होनी होगी तो कौन करेगा? अगर ये जो लोग कुछ मुतवज्जे हैं दीन की तरफ अगर वो नहीं करेंगे तो कौन करेगा?
So the effort that needs to take place in the general umum, the general public of the ummah, those people who have some level of inclination towards the deen, if they are not the ones who are doing it, then who will do it?
Muslim करेगा.
Will non-Muslims do it?
जो इनसे भी ज्यादा बेदीन है वो करेगा.
Those people who are less of deendar,
इसलिए ये उम्मत की जिम्मेदारी है कि उम्मत में जाए.
So this is the responsibility of the ummah that they make effort amongst the ummah.
उसके लिए मेहनत करे.
That and to make effort for this.
और मेहनत कैसे की जाती है? सहाबा ने बता दिया.
And how is the effort to be made? Sahaba have demonstrated it.
उसके लिए कुर्बानी दे.
It is based upon sacrifice.
कुर्बानी कैसे की जाती है? सहाबा ने बता दिया.
How make कुर्बानी? Sahaba showed us.
जज्बात की भी कुर्बानी.
sacrifice our own emotions and drive. Sacrificing our wealth and money. Sacrifice life and health. Sacrificing and keeping a distance and staying away from wife and kids. Leaving our luxury in the home. Able to tolerate difficulties in the path of Allah. The whole Hayat al-Sahaba is filled with the sacrifice. To highlight this point of how much it is important to make qurbani sacrifice. That is why whichever slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this level of sacrifice, Allah is pleased with them. A lot of misunderstandings we have today, my dear respected brothers. We don't have that much time that we go through each one of those misunderstandings, otherwise it will become very long, but I will highlight one of those. Why don't we do this effort of
faith?
We hear this over and over again. Yeah, the drive and the emotions are also built. The intention is there to do it. Sometimes we stand up and we give intentions also. But why is it that we are not able to go? There are a lot of mistakes. I will mention, as Mufti Sahib is saying, there are a lot of deficiencies and reasons, but I will mention one.
एक ये है कि हमने अपने अवकाश का प्रोग्राम वो किया जो कि गैर मुस्लिमों का है.
The one of the main things is that we have organized and scheduled our daily routine and time on the basis of the pattern of the non-Muslims.
इसने हमारे पूरे वक्त को समेट लिया.
This has occupied all of our time.
हमारे पूरी सलाहियतों को समेट लिया.
This has occupied all of our skill. We don't have any time now. We don't have any spare skill. We are being drained and drenched out, and every drop is taken out of us. Sometimes we do two jobs. The example of somebody who's working two jobs is that in the sugar cane, there's a sugar cane mill that takes out the juice, a little machine. If you take out the juice one pass, then you're passing it through it again. And they fold it up and double it up so they can pass it through again so more juice can come out. So what is left after that to give anywhere else? And that is why one hadith is being recited by the imam every
Jummah.
Because it's being said in Arabic, we don't understand what is being said, that's why we hear it and go. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned this ayat, Allah this hadith, Rasulullah has said that a person, nafs, will not be able to leave or finish the appointed time until it consumes every bit of its rizq. Therefore, fear Allah.
وَأَجْمِنُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ اور کمائی کو مختصر کرو.
And make your time for earning and effort for earning concise. Make it a concise measure. Limit it. And then have more dependence on Allah. You are thinking that if you make more effort to earn, that you will earn more? There are two deficiencies on this. One is that you have a deficiency in your knowledge. And now you are having wrong expectations from Allah. That is why limit your earnings. It is not told to us that we work 12 months a year. It is not told to us that we work from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. This way our whole energy is being misused. There is no time left. And that
10-15
minutes that we give to the wife and kids, that we have to give them. So what is left for the deen from us?
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला पे भरोसा करने का मतलब ये है कि ये मत समझो कि अगर मेहनत 12 महीने करोगे तब वो 12 महीने का देगा.
If you expect from, this is not the expectations we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we work for 12 months and Allah will give us 12 months of sustenance.
तुम 8 महीने करके 12 महीने का ले सकते हो.
You can work 8 months and take sustenance from Allah for 12 months.
तुम 4 महीने का करके 12 महीने का ले सकते हो.
You can work for 4 and you can get from Allah for 12.
तुम 1 महीना करके 12 महीने का ले सकते हो.
You work for 1 month of earning and you can take attain for 12. And the dunya examples are there, they're getting it.
तुम्हारा गुमान अल्लाह के साथ कैसा है?
What is your expectation and your gumaan with Allah?
अल्लाह फरमा रहे हैं कि मेरा बंदा जैसे मेरे साथ गुमान बनाएगा मैं वैसा कर दूंगा.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that however my slave is expecting, has expectations of me, I will make my fare with him the same way.
Hazrat Saad Dawood barkatuh bayan mein farma rahe the ki sabse badi ne'mat is duniya mein iman ke sath iman ke baad Allah taala se acha gumaan banana hai.
Hazrat Maulana Saad Sahab Dawood barkatuh, he mentions in one of his bayans that one of the greatest gifts of a person after iman is to have good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yaqeen pakka Allah ke saath.
Complete conviction of great expectations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's principle is that a person who expects from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the perfect way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let them go wrong.
Ulama ne likha hai ke itna bhi mukhalif ka waswasa bhi nahi aana.
Any type of oppositions, whispering of thoughts, even a superficial thought of wrong expectation should not come.
ये लिखा है किताबों में मैंने पढ़ा है कि इस यकीन के साथ अगर आदमी दीवार में से चला जाएगा तो दीवार में से चला जाएगा.
The ulama have written and Hazrat Mufti Sahib has said that I have also read it myself that if a person has expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will be walking in, I will walk straight through that wall, then he will walk through that wall.
अगर वो पानी पे चलेगा तो चल जाएगा.
And if he has expectations from Allah that he will walk on water, Allah will make him walk on water.
अगर वो आग में भी चलेगा तो चल जाएगा.
And if he walks through fire, Allah will make him walk through fire.
अल्लाह के साथ अच्छा गुमान करना.
Having good expectations from Allah.
भरोसा करना.
Trusting in Allah.
अल्लाह को अगर भूखा मारना है तो भूखा हर हालत में मारे.
If Allah wants to kill a person with hunger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do it in any condition.
अगर उनको पेट भर खिलाना है तो वो खिलाएंगे किसी भी कंडीशन में.
And whatever the outward conditions, maybe if Allah wants to feed a person's stomach full, then he will do it.
Musa alayhi salam ne kaha ki Allah ko khas qudrat ka karishma dikhao.
Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, give me something that is miraculous, special and miraculous.
Allah ne farmaya ki acha theek hai ye patthar tolo.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to break a big boulder, a rock.
Usko toda to usme se ek keeda nikla.
When he hit it and it broke open, he cracked it, then inside was an insect.
और उसके मुंह में हरा पत्ता था.
And in the mouth of this insect, within this boulder that was cracked, was a green leaf.
इतने बड़े इतने सख्त पत्थर के अंदर.
Within a very strong boulder, in a heavy, unbreakable boulder, there was an insect with a green leaf eating it.
किसी का रिस्क कब रुक सकता है कंधा पे अकबर से सफी पत्थर के कीड़े को गिजा मिलती है पत्थर से.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving risk to this insect in this stone.
तो किसी इंसान का रिस्क खाए बगैर वो जा नहीं सकता.
A person will not leave this world without getting what is due, deserving of its risk.
हमने अपना schedule ऐसा बनाया जैसे गैर मुस्लिम बनाते.
We have made our schedule and organized our time in such a way that the non-Muslims do.
उनका अकीदा अलग है, उनका ईमान अलग है, उनकी activities अलग है, हमारे साथ क्या जोड़ा है उसका?
Their conviction is different, their belief is different, their activities are different. What is similar to us?
इसलिए हमारा अपना निजाम होना है.
That's why we have to have our own system.
उधर हमारे को time भी मिलेगा.
Then we will have time to do that for
our kids.
And for the correct training of our kids.
We
can give them good time, our kids.
We can
spend time with them the right way. The and we can do the effort of the entire world. How much savings there will be in our money. We will be protected from expenditure that is useless. The whole system is different. We
have. मगर यह है कि हमें तय करना है इस बात को कि हम अल्लाह के रास्ते में जाएंगे.
So out of many different things and reasons, I have mentioned one thing Mufti Sahib is saying, but we have to decide right now that we have to go in the path of Allah.
दूसरी बात मेरे दोस्तों, गुनाहों की कसरत से भी तौफीक नहीं दी जाती.
And the other thing, my dear respected brothers, is that because of an abundance of sins and disobedience, then the tawfiq and the ability is not.
इसलिए दीन की मेहनत के लिए अल्लाह से माफी मांग के توفیق مانگنا پڑتا ہے.
That is why for the effort of deen we have to repent for the sins and disobedience and ask Allah for the ability to do it.
اور یہ قرآن پاک میں ہے.
And this is in the Quran.
جب میں بندوں کو پسند نہیں کرتا تو ان کو اپنے کام میں نہیں لگاتا.
That if I am displeased with my slaves then I will deprive them of the effort of deen.
ولكن تلي اللہ ہم دعاتا ہوں سسم بتاؤں وکیل اپنے مع القاعدی ان کا اٹھنا ہی مجھے پسند نہیں تھا اس لیے میں نے بٹھا دیا ان کو میں نے کہا تم مت نکلو
جیسے اللہ سبحانہ تعالی mentioning this
منافقین کے بارے میں
فرمایا منافقین that I didn't like them standing up and going that's why I made them sit down and did not give them the opportunity to go
وما منعهم ان تقبل نفقاتهم ہم ان کے صدقات کو کیوں قبول نہیں کر رہے فلا فلا وہ دیوار سے نکلے
and why are we not accepting the صدقات وما منعهم ان تقبل الصدقات because of this we are not accepting that
تو اس لیے گناہوں کی کثرت سے میرے دوستو توفیق سے محروم ہوتے
that is why from the abundance and frequency of sins one is deprived of good deeds
hum deen ki mehnat karne se ruk jate hain to samajhte hain ki humne hoshiyari ki
when we are able to escape from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa taala we think ourselves that we're cunning and sly and smart
na humne musuli gasht walon ko chakkar de diya
we have run circles around those who have made jawla
aur hasil walon ko gol phira diya
we've run circles in the around those people who are doing
the chakkar marte rehte
we fooled them
hame banaya gaya hai
we are the ones who are
hame mehroom kiya gaya
we are being deprived
یہ بہت خطرناک بات ہے
this is a very dangerous thing
اللہ سے معافی مانگنے کی ضرورت ہے
need to ask Allah to forgive
us ضرورت ہے کہ ہم ساری دنیا میں پھر لیں
the need is that we have to go globally in the entire world every human being we have to go to
ہم جزیروں میں جائیں
we have to go to foreign countries
ہم دیہاتوں میں جائیں
to islands to deserts
اپنے ملک جائیں بے شمار ملکوں میں جائیں
villages our own countries other countries
اپنے جیتے بھی ہر انسان تک پہنچ کر اللہ کی بڑائی اس کو سنا دیں حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت اس کے سامنے رکھ دیں یہ تو میری سب سے بڑی سعادت ہے
while I have breath in my life and life in my body I reach every individual and talk to them about the deen and the greatness of Allah and the tariqa and the way of Rasul this is the purpose of my life
usse meri zindagi qeemti ho jayegi
this will be make my own life valuable
mera waqt qeemti ho jayega
my time will become valuable
meri jaan qeemti ho jayegi
the value of my life will be there
mera maal qeemti ho jayega
my wealth will become valuable
mere dosto hum Allah ke nazar pasandeeda ho jayenge
we will become the beloved of
Allah razi ho jayega
Allah will be happy with us
isse liye hum is duniya mein
this is the reason why we are in this world
isliye zarurat hai ki hum sab azm kare niyat kare ki inshaallah hum zarur Allah ke raaste mein
jayenge that is why we must make intention and azm and resolve that we will do the effort of deen throughout the world
sab karenge inshaallah
inshaallah
dur aur der ke liye
for far and distant places
jazakumullah allah taala hum sab ko qubool
allah taala aise inshaallah taslim ho gaya inshaallah